Kum lena black gemara. Basically, we learned over here a Mishnah that tells us that if you found one corpse lying around, we determine whether it's a yid or a goy, the way they're lying there, and if it's a yid, then obviously there's laws of tumah there, and we have to determine whether it's a beis hakvaros or whether the yid is there just buried on his own. And if we decide that it looks like he was buried there temporarily, a single kever, we're allowed to remove him and replace him somewhere else. But we take also with it a couple of sand all around it, because maybe it disintegrated. If you found two bodies, we'll still say it's long kvarim. If you found three bodies within a certain area, we'll say that it's a cemetery. And what's the area? He said from 4 amas to 8 amas. That means if there's three bodies within an area of 4 amas, we can still say that it's a cemetery. We learned before the minimum is 6, because each body takes up an amma, and then the space between is an amma, that's already 5, and then a half amma on both ends. Because this Tana argues and he holds that no, each body takes an amma, correct, but between each one, all you need is 2 tefachim. So you have 2 tefachim, which is 4 tefachim, and 3 ammas, and then you have a tefachi, which makes it 6, another amma, you can have a total of 4 ammas, and that could be already a cemetery. And the maximum is 8. But if you find 3 bodies together in 3 ammas area, for example, it's definitely not a cemetery. If you just put there temporarily, or if you find them scattered over a bigger area. Now, if you determine it's a cemetery, we want you now to check all around, because we learned before how you did a Myra, you had a chotzer in between, and you had a Myra on one side and Myra on the other side. So maybe the bodies that you found were the very end, so you have to go 20 ammas to the other end in all 4 directions. Perhaps there's a cemetery over here. I think Gemara's going to want to know why 20 amas.
So is this still based on something it's all below ground, like in a cave?
Yeah. I was saying, so maybe that's a cemetery. Yeah, says the Gemara, Omar, let's analyze the whole thing. We're bringing this Gemara because we're bringing up Shisha Baridi, who told us about that maybe there are smaller graves for Nefalim. Says the Gemara, Omar, we learned, Ma'arba Vachmoina, the minimum is 3 bodies and 4 amas, and maximum is within 8 amas. Mani, who's that off? If the Rabbanon, how many they say, Dalet Amas Ashesh. They say 4 by 6. In 4 Amas, is only 2 bodies. Because they say, remember, one wall, the opposite wall of the entrance is 4, and the sides are 6. So if you find within 4, you'll say it's the opposite wall. If you find within 6, you'll say it's the long walls. But if you find it spread in 8 Amas, it's not a cemetery. And Yidab Shimon, Ha'amah, he said, Sheish Hashmayin, the minimum is 6. If you find only 4 Amas in 3 bodies, it's definitely not a cemetery, because it has to be 6 amas, the opposing wall, and if it's a side wall, is 8. Nobody holds 4. So you remember, Rav Shimon is Rav Shimon, Vahaitanu, but it's another version of Rav Shimon. The Tanya, we learned, Matzah Ritzuf, and you found the bodies next to each other, the Ein Beinayin, and you don't find space between them, Medalit Amas. In other words, if they're sandwiched in the area less than 8 amas, 4 amas, or in the area scattered more than 8 amas, then it's not a cemetery. So, but the Jewish, Yeshlen Tfusa, so you have to take away with them their sand with them as well. The Ein Len Shchunis Kavod, they don't have a din of a cemetery. So here you have another version of Rav Shimon, not like the Tanya Mishnah, who learned Rav Shimon says 6 to 8, but rather 4 to 8. Then we have another Rav Shimon, another version of Shimon, Royin Eso Emtsoyim Kilo Einan Vashar Metzarfim Medalt Amas Aches. He says that even if you have more bodies, not 3 in, let's say, in 4 Amas, but you have, not 2, let's say, in 4 Amas, you have 3 or 4, it's congested. We imagine the middle ones are not there. The 2 extremities are within 4 amas. We'll say that you have a cemetery. If you have 3 bodies and 4 amas, it's a cemetery. If you have 4 or 5 bodies, it's not going to be a problem. The first Tana says 4 or 5 and 4 amas, obviously it's not a cemetery. They're just putting there temporarily. The second Tana in Rav Shimon says no. If there's 5 bodies and 4 amas, imagine 2 of them are missing, and you have 3 now, 4 amas, which is good enough to establish a cemetery. Says the Gemara, "My Kimta, so how are you learning this Mishnah? The Rav Shimon, author of the Mishnah of Shimon, Ema Seifa, look at the Seifa. What area do you canvas to see whether there's a cemetery there? Boide came men olahalan esimama. You go in the area. The span is only 20 amas. Now, according to Rav Shimon, remember Rav Shimon says 8. The maximum is 8 amas. So the maximum of one area is 8 amas. The other area, the other side is 8 amas, and the chutz between is 6. It's a total 22. So why are you only canvassing an area of 20 amas circumference? You should go 22 amas circumference." Mani, Irab Shimon, Esin Vitatin Havish between 2 amas, and Irab Bonan, the author of this, Rabbon holds the maximum of 6. 6, 6, and 6 is 18. Then Tam Nisre Havish be a span only of 18 amas. Maybe it's Rabbon. If we want to do investigations, we tell you don't know if you're which end of the body you're at. Are you the furthest part from the center of the chotzer? Are you the closest part? Right? You don't know. You have bones. You don't see anything. So therefore, Therefore, we tell you as follows. Oh, check on the diagonal so that you're definitely going to hit something. You know, don't go on a straight line because maybe you're at the head and the rest are short bodies and you're going to miss them altogether. So if you go on an angle, you're definitely going to hit something. Now we know by Alachsen, it's 1 2/5. So therefore, if Chachom is a 6 amas, 6 amas become roughly around 8 amas. So therefore, you have one side 8, 6, and then 6 is 20. Says Rabbon. Freddy Gemara, I don't understand. If on the north side, we want you to check on an angle that's 8 amas. On the south side, you should also go diagonally, which is 8 amas. So you should have 22. As if it's tied to heaven, because 8, 8, and 6 is 22. So we answer, we insist to be machmed, check one side in a diagonal way. But if you checked it, nothing, and you didn't find anything, then the other side, you don't have to bother checking diagonally. However, Rav Shisha, this is why we brought this whole Gemara down. Rav Shisha, this Ravidi, Amai says, the author of Rav Shimon, I, Rav Shimon, 22, no. One Maida was a normal Maida, which is 8 Amas, but the other Maida was from the Folim, and they only have to take up 6 Amas. So 6, 6, and 8 is 20. Well, Chamai Skin and Benifli, Freddy Gemara, but the Hub and Nifli, not Benifli, if one side Maida is made up, is there for Nifolim, so for stillborn babies, maybe as well. The other mite as well is that size, so should be the maximum should be not 22 but 20. Should be 18, 666. Tam Nisrahavin. So we answer Chodah ben Nifle Amrinan, Tadi ben Amrinan. They used to perhaps have one area section for Nifalim, but the other sections were for adults. And therefore, we don't have to, we say 20. Now the Gemara says, we just mentioned before, again, we're digressing about that we imagine the middle bodies are missing. Rav Shimon says, if you have four bodies congested, we imagine the middle bodies missing, so there's still two or three bodies within this, in the area, and a lot of the area. Rabbanan say, no, nothing is missing, everything is there, and therefore it's no longer basic quarter. So that's a question. We learn kerem and a vineyard. If you have a single vine, then if you want to create, if you plant wheat, it has to be 6 tefachim away. But if you have a vineyard, you have to be 4 amos away. They avoid the kerem to allow the work. So a vineyard, establish a vineyard. Kerem hanatuya. Al poch is ma'ab amos. If you have a vineyard, but you have a few rows, and they're all congested, they're less than six, 4 amos. Rav Shimon Amin and Kedem, Rav Shimon says it's not a vineyard. When it's too crowded, obviously it's not a vineyard. You just happen to have a bunch of vines together, so we don't have to have a dinner 4 amos. 6 tefach is enough. In other words, we don't imagine the middle vines are missing. And the Chachamim say, Hareza keren to vineyard, I is congested, V'royin esem tzoyim kileinon. We imagine, as if it's missing. Exactly the opposite said by Kvarim. Rav Shimon, doesn't bother us at all. You want to know why by Kvarim we imagine that the middle ones are missing. And why by the vineyard we say all the vines are still there. Some loin noti inisha daitele. Okay. When you planted the vines, you planted, what did you plant? You planted to leave them, to have grapes. Therefore, why would we imagine it's not there? So it's not a vineyard. Here, what's the idea? When it's congested, what do we think? We think that some of the bodies, they were put there temporarily because they had no room. It was right before Shabbos. Could be it was twilight. And Rashi told us somewhere else, whenever it says Ben Hashmoshes, it means Shabbos. And therefore, the Kudu Hingman, and it happened, they let him there. And they planned to come back. And they didn't have a chance to come back yet. So therefore, because the Kavanah always was to remove it, it's as if it's not there right now. By the vines, you planted it, it took a lot of work. Why did you plant it? Because you wanted it to grow. So therefore, by the vine, you imagine still there. Rabbanan, is not a problem. It is, exactly. The Rabbanan, they say just the opposite. Hoch over here, keeping them in novel. The fact is that you're lying, the bodies are all on top of each other, it's not covered. Like Mikra Kave, we cannot call it a cave, it's not a cemetery. You don't have to imagine it's not there. The fact it is there, and all the mesim are affected, because all the mesim are next to each other, not just this middle mace. Over there, I can type. True, he planted all of them, but he decided that he's going to wait to see which vines are successful and which ones are not. And the ones are not, he's going to prune or remove completely, extract them. Haimenai the shapir. Those that grow well, he will keep. With the light shapir, the heaven the tzivi. And those that don't grow well, I'll use a firewood. So therefore, he intended to remove them clearly. All the middle one. That's why I imagine it's gone. Mashain came by the mace. All the maceim now are headed are covered. So we cannot say, imagine the middle ones are missing. There's no cemetery here, though, because you ruined all. By vines, just because I made an extra one, the other vines are still good. The question is, which one will be the good ones? We imagine we extract the bad ones and we leave the good ones. Over there by a mace, it's not good for anybody, isn't, because it's not covered.
We're now introducing Breda.
in a way. The chachila was that this vine is the one that didn't grow. I always intended to get rid of that.
A little bit like it. It's not exactly like it, because we're saying definitely you're not going to use it.
It doesn't hold a breda. That's why he doesn't have such a smara.
But actually, it does hold a breda. We had it in the sukkah. We have in the sukkah. Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda say, Rameh says that you cannot make him kashem yivok hanoid. And Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon says, no, you could give truma erev Shabbos right before Shabbos because yesh breida. Pukfaka. Hadalach
ha-mechabes. This thing that we said, chad ben afil ha-mechabes, and tatu b'fri lo-yemen, they're not going to make two cemeteries for Nephilim. Mazaitis lapoil nebuch, that when one gets full, they make a second one.
But in one family, remember, there's a small.
I'm thinking of a public cemetery. This is a family backyard.
Yeah. Okay. Hadalach ha-mechabes. We'll continue still the laws of sales. New perek. A guy says to his friend, I'm selling you land, the farm, the size of base court is 30 saw. A saw, we learned from the Mishkan was 2 saw, and the measurements were 50 by 100 amas, so we know that 1 saw is 50 by 50. So an area of 30 saw basically is 1,500 amas by 50, which is 75,000 square amas. An area, a farm, a base court is an area of 75,000 square amas. A saw, which is 50 by 50, is 2,500 square amas. Okay. Oy, Melech Haver, a guy says his friend, base, I don't know how to commute that. Base.
Turn it into hectares or acres or something for us.
A guy says, a friend, base kur offer ani moichlach. I'm going to sell you the size of land, the tract of land, the size of a base kur. Hayusha, and what are you buying it for? Farmland. Hayusham the koyim amukin. There would be crevices in the ground, or asat tvachim. That would 10 tvachim deep, so they have a shear of their own. Oisloyim or boulders gevonyu tvachim that were 10 tvachim raised above the ground. Einonim dodinima. They don't get included in the sale because they're like a separate property. They don't get included in the sale. What exactly happens to those areas? If I saw you 30, so who owns them? Is a machlekes in the halacha. Poch is mekan if there are boulders, but they're only 7 or 8 tvachim high, or they are fissures in the ground and ridges and so on, but they're less than 10 tvachim deep, then nimdodinima is part of the property because property is not 100% level. I mean, you expect the property to have, you know, bumps and troughs and all that. If he says kib base kur offer, if he said approximately base kur, in other words, I'm clearly telling you already from the outset, it's not going to be exact. Then afilu hoyu sham the koyim amukim yaisim asar tvachim, even though it cracks deeper than 10 tvachim, other slayim gevayin yaisim tvachim, or there were boulders that were higher than 10 tvachim, hari elu nimdodin ima, they all get measured with it. They do get sold. I told you approximate. Tell you about it. And the house of illumin because the laws of hegdish. The din is, if you makdish a field, two kinds of fields, they are chuzas, they mikna. As they are chuzas, is a property you inherited that goes back to your Eitzim Mitzrayim. There the Torah wants you to continue, you should stay in the family. So we say, if you makdish it, you can take it back for a fixed price. The Torah says the price is 50 shkolim for a zera chaymer. A chaymer is exactly a kur, 30 saw. And the Torah says for 49 years, if you want to buy it back, it's 50 shkolim. Then you work it out. If I was marketing 5 years, I get how many years are left, you know, and then you take down, you know, it's a shekel and a punyan for each year. But as they mikn, not a field that I bought, and I donated Hegdish, if I want to redeem it, I have to pay the true market value, whatever it is. So what happened? As we learned, Hamakdish Sadeyu, if you Makdish, you feel Bishas Yevil in the years of Yevil. Because if it's outside the years of Yevil, then the din is that there's no, you have to pay value, always value to take it back. But during Yevil, Noisin Loyle Bezerah Chaymes Oedim, what do you pay? For an area of a kur, you can plant a chaymer of barley, which is the size of a kur, 75,000 grams, Chamishim Shekel Kesav for 49 years. Hayusham nekoyim mamukim yitvachim. There was cracks in the ground, 10 tvachim deep. By slayim gevoyim yitvachim, or there were boulders, 10 tvachim high. Ein nimdadin ima. They, when you redeem them, they're not redeemed according to the cheshbon of 50. They're not considered part of the property that you pay 50 shkolim a fixed price. Then you got to pay market value. Got to pay market value. Why? Because since you cannot plant over there, you pay market value. And we'll see later, the Gemara talks about that these are pits full of water, so you're not trying to plant it. Poch is mekan less than 10 tvachim, nimdod and imo, it's included in it, then you include in the cheshbon of 50 shkolim. But the question is, why lekachu ba'anpinav shayu? Why do we say that it does not get included in this fixed amount? Well, if you tell me it's not considered in the field, why do you tell me before it's not part of the field? Because it's a separate entity. It's 10 tefachim deep. It's a separate, and Rashbam adds it has to be 4 tefachim wide. So it's a shuz b'fnei atzmon. So if it's a shuz b'fnei atzmon, but I own it, why can't I donate that to the base of Mikdash and then redeem it in the same chesed with 50 shkolim per thing? You're saying the problem is that if it's chashev as a separate field, so treated but sliced alone, it's a separate field, and therefore when I donate the base of Mikdash, I should be able to redeem it with the same chesed of chamishim shekel. Why not?
When you mavrish inside mavrish this field to Hedrish, to Beis HaMikdash, and there are these physical features there, will you mavrish the whole thing there, or is it assumed you only mavrish the thing without the whole thing of the Chattachilis?
No, we're saying it all come Hedrish. It all became Hedrish. We learned before anymore. When you mavrish a field, you mavrish everything with it. It's all Hedrish. But when I redeem it, there's two redemptions. The regular field, you redeem the Chedrish of 50 shkolin per kur, but for all these ditches and boulders, look at the market value, you pay that. So the question is why? Treat it like a separate field, and I was marked as a separate field, so therefore I have to use the same calculation of 50, okay, it's not included in the redemption of the field, so make a separate redemption for the fixed price of 50, what do you call it, 50 shekel for that area. But my, sorry? Yeah, of course.
Yeah, you can pay.
Everyone redeems. That's how we're going to do the field. We'd rather have the money, cash. Cash is king. But my,
like the manager of the farm.
But my, the katchu bumping up shayu. Why do they market it separately? And therefore, he can redeem it according to that same cheshbon. Says the Gemara, "Vechitaim, if you can tell me, kivun the lahav a base kur. If you can tell me, because maybe you need a minimum of a base kur before you can make this cheshbon of 50 slime. Therefore, lekachi. Therefore, you cannot be marked separately. Because how many boulders would you have, or how many ditches would you have in the ground that you can say, oh, there's a kur of it? It wouldn't be to have a kur of that is a lot. We don't think
it's
you'll have it.
Rotten land, if you've got
exactly. So therefore, even there's a vast tract of land, it's a lot. So therefore, we're going to say that's why you cannot make a separate hegdish and redeem it to separate cheshbon. That's not true. We know that's all pro rata, but Tanya, we learned sada. Why does it say in the pasuk sada matam aleima lefish nema? Because of the pasuk zerachim esoidim bechamishim shekel kesef. We would have thought that has to be a minimum of a kur before we can make these calculations. Ain't the elish hegdish being zed dafk if you mark this entire kur? Menayi l'rabbi's losach. Losach is 15 saw, half a kur. Or chatzil losach, half of a losach, which is 7.5 saw. Or a saw. Or tirkav. A saw is made of 6 kavin. Tirkav is tre kav, which is tre and kav, which is 3 kavin, a half a saw. Or chatzil tirkav, a 1.5 kavin, which is a quarter of a saw. In other words, no matter what size field, the same, it's all pro rata. 50 shkolim is for a size field, track land of a hayes, a 30 saw. And then pro rata that, you work out
when
whatever
you
want.
You mean how much grain that land could produce?
No, it's a measurement of land. Sometimes we had it before.
How much seed you can put into the ground.
Yeah, but
ground.
We had before two calculations. One calculation is the size of land. One is if you actually plant seeds there, what it is. This is talking about this. The Torah says a chaymer sa'idim, and the Targum Taitch says chaymer sa'idim is a kur.
No, but all these inyanim, a kur and a saw, are volume measurements.
No, I just told you, no, it's 50 by 50. No. It's a metric measurement. It's volume and not in seeds.
Yeah, but how do you translate the volume to? How do you translate volume?
That's what I'm saying.
Measurements of land.
It's like saying
we had before another
cheshbon. Kilos of land.
No, but it isn't. The Torah tells you we had before two cheshbonos. One cheshbon is where you have the size of the land itself, which is a saw. We know is that we go back to the Mishkan. We learn from there what the size of the land is. We don't
what's
go to measure.
How much produce you can plant in the Mishkan?
No, because saw is no. The Torah calls us a sign, and we know that the Mishkan was 50 by 100 dollars. So therefore, that's what we know. It has nothing to do with how many seeds. We learned before that every single kind of seed you have, the land size will be different.
Yeah.
If you can plant a kav, yeah, 9 kavim of this seed of barley, you'll have this size land. 9 kavim of wheat, you'll have this size land. That's a different cheshbon.
So
this is
a standard measurement. 50 by 100 is one.
One saw is 50 by 50.
Saw, so, 50 by 50.
The Mishkan is 2 sawim, and the Mishkan is 50. That's how you remember. The Mishkan is 50 by 100. That's how you remember. Work back. Anyway, so why can't these things be the same thing? You know, tell you why. You know why you can't be makdish over here separately, this Mishnah for a different reason altogether. Not because it's not chashev v'sal, because you cannot plant. This whole thing works zera chayim esayim, that is, it's a land that can be cultivated and you can plant it. But why can't you plant in these boulders and these ditches? You know why? Hacha b'nekoyim melei mayim askin, they're full of water. How in the world? Delav b'nei zrin, you know, you cannot plant. They cannot prove it to you. The Tani, in the example that they gives over here in the Mishnah, is Dumya the Slayim. It says either cracks or boulders. Can you plant on top of rocks? No. Shema Mino, the problem is that you cannot plant. That's why we don't have the Cheshmah. That's why you go according to Malka value. If so, I feel the Pachas Mikan Nami. So why Dafke 10 Tfachim, even 5 Tfachim boulders, since you cannot plant? Then why did you say that it's included in it? That it's included when I make the cheshbon 50 slime. It should not be included even if it's 5 tfachim. You cannot plant in 24. You should do market value. Nay, if it's less than 10 tfachim, hanu nigani da'ara mikro. They're called veins of the ground, or shidi da'ara mikro, spines of the land. In other words, every land, the topography is, it's impossible to be level. You always expect a little bit of rocky terrain or some, you know, ditches of the, you know, peaks and troughs. Therefore, that's land. But once it's 10 tfachim, it's a land for itself. It's chashev b'fnei atzmo. It's a different story.
It's like a plateau.
So I'm going to ask, what about two more lines? What about hocha and my in our Mishnah? What would the din be? What are we talking about now? Mishnah, when it says, when I sell you land, in, you know, 10 tfachim, are we talking about dafke if it's with water? I'm going to pop avish emelei mayim. In our Mishnah, when it says that 10 tfachim boulders or 10 tfachim ditches are not included in the sale, even if it's not full of water. It's different than the din altogether. Even not full of water, it's a chashev b'fnei atzmo. It's not included in the sale. My timer. What's the reason? Why not? If it's nothing to do with Hegdish, why Taka isn't included? Because it's 10 tefachim high or 10 tefachim deep, it's mamish chashav as a separate field. I don't want to buy two fields. I don't want to have two different kinds of workings. Therefore, a land that has such topography, which is very high, bolder than that, is not included in the sale. Change the mind.